Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
All right, Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen. 7:30 now, sunny skies, and a high 46. Right now it's 33 at Cincinnati's Q102, and evidently, you're screwing up your vegetables. Also, are you the funniest person you know? And how do you think you're looking with that mask on? Better with or without? It is Thursday, the 25th of February of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here it is, your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. Yeah. And before we get to the mask story, speaking of quarantining, when you're stuck indoors with someone for months, eventually one of you is going to have to stop holding it in and finally use that toilet. A new survey found quarantining has made all of us way more comfortable using the bathroom in front of our significant other. The average couple now has 6 conversations every month where one of the people in the couple are on the toilet.
Doesn't say what they're doing on the toilet, though, right? Because a tinkle conversation is quite different.
Well, they broke it down into percentages. Okay. 30% of people say they peed in front of their significant other for the first time during the quarantine.
Okay.
I was surprised to see that as much as 25% have pooped in front of them.
Yeah, I don't know if I could really do that.
We need to have...
And do you want to see that?
I don't.
Yeah.
Don't you need one boundary? Like, you need to have at least
one boundary. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. That's probably my biggest hard no.
Right.
Same.
And 18% of ladies...
Tim doesn't care. Tim's like, what's the big deal?
We talk in the can all the time.
But are you face-to-face when that's happening, or is there a door between you?
I didn't pull up a chair or anything, but I might have wandered through.
Oh, okay. Like,
walked through, grabbed a towel.
But is the door shut or no?
He's talking about walking through.
Oh, so the toilet isn't in a room. It's just in the bathroom.
It's not like a water closet area.
Okay. So you are just walking through.
So it's wide open.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Yeah.
I can't.
Doing all right? Mm. Man,
I remember one time I opened the door accidentally on Scott when he was on the toilet going number 2. And I yelled, God, no! And shut the door. I just can't unsee it now.
So whenever I would hang out at Kristen's house, I would always turn the water on. Like when I was peeing in her bathroom, I would always turn the water on.
Same.
Okay.
All the time, especially if I was going number 2. And then I had the thought to myself, like, I got to really get this out because he's going to be going, why is she washing
her
hands
for
so long?
For you.
Yeah.
Well, and it wastes a lot of water. But I noticed that she was doing it too when she peed. And so when I moved in there, because her youngest daughter, Ingrid, was still living there. She finally called us out one night, and she said, okay, enough. What is it with you guys running the water when you're human beings? You're peeing. It makes noise. So what? How long have you two been in a relationship? We're like, oh, well, I mean, she's got a point.
I mean, do you guys ever toot in front of each other?
Not on purpose, and not that I can recall.
I know.
Sure, every day.
Every day. I don't. And I...
Even when you were pregnant... Because that's a whole nother universe right there.
Even when. And I would go to another room to even stinker. We call it stinker at our house. And Scott is he was raised with 2 brothers, a dad and a mom.
Right.
And they just will rip even at the dinner table. And I am like, no.
Not
at
dinner.
This is not appropriate.
Right.
Living room, bedroom, fine. Dinner, no.
Yeah. You know, you just common courtesy. You don't want to drop that in front of someone, do you?
You prefer not to.
Yeah.
And
I mean, if it happens,
time,
it happens. That's one thing.
Right. And at the same time, come on. You know, we all do it. Let's just relax. Can there be one place in the world where we can just do all of the human things and not care that the person that we have chosen to spend our lives with witnesses it?
Saying we should fart in front of
I'm
them.
I'm saying I think both ways are fine. I understand both.
I got to tell you, Jeff, when you were on vacation last week.
It was glorious for
Or maybe you were in Boston. I forget. But there was a day where these two were at home and it was me here.
Oh, yeah.
And that was it.
Right.
And man, I just ripped all morning.
That's great.
Didn't care. And then we came back and Fritch is like, you can continue. I can't smell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he would. And like Jen left the room once and he's like, I have to fart so badly. I was like, I can't smell anything. So let it go. And
well,
he did.
Well, you know my sense of smell is not great either.
I do.
Are you passing gas more than 13 times a day? Because that's the number of, you know, when it crosses into potentially unhealthy behavior.
I don't know. I'll start counting.
Start counting.
I don't know. I just feel like I've become way more relaxed about it now that we have a kid because
Right. You're
just so involved with poop all the time when Sure. You have a child.
But if you can, just out of common courtesy, you're not going to intentionally drop that right in front of someone and put them through that, are you?
I'm outnumbered now, so the answer is yes.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I think before Penelope, he would maybe excuse himself and go somewhere else. But now it's just like us versus you.
And that is a real turn on for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And he always goes, but it doesn't stink. I'm like, okay, whatever.
New survey asked people if they think wearing a mask makes them look better than they do without the mask. And there is a percentage of people out there, 16%, who say, yeah, the mask actually helps. That includes 14% of men and 17% of women.
I had an eye appointment yesterday at Wing Eye Care, and it made it very, very difficult to pick out a new set of glasses with a mask on.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Because you don't really, you know, you know what you're going to look like with a mask, you know, so pull it down just a little bit to try to figure out the frames.
Yep.
So, I mean, that's something else, you know. Do you do your eye makeup a little bit differently if you're wearing a mask?
I only do half
Bring
of
out
mine.
Your eyes.
I've had to shoot two separate videos this week, and I have only done the eye portion and the forehead.
The forehead.
Oh, I think a lot of women are doing that.
Well, because what happens is this.
You get it all over
I had to wear this yesterday because I had a lunch, and I knew I was going to be taking the mask off to have lunch with my friends at Queen City Sausage, and I had makeup on, and it got all over the inside of my mask.
Yep.
14% of men and 17% of women say the mask actually improves their appearance. And it's interesting, the younger you are, the more likely you are to believe that is true. As much as 30% of young people say they look equally good with or without the mask, and 23% say it's not.
There are times where
helpful.
I think maybe I do, but the last few times I've been at a store, Kroger, Home Depot, a bunch of different spots, someone has like backed away from me because they thought I was irritated by them, or I must have been given a look or a vibe or something. And there's nothing I can think of other than they can't see that I'm smiling and happy.
Right.
Maybe they just see, oh, he looks angry.
Your
He's pissed at
grumpy.
Me or something. I don't know. But I'm just like, man, I'm happy. I'm not mad at you, lady. We can stand next to each other in the deli line.
Do you guys find yourselves feeling like almost like mask fished? Like you feel like you know what someone looks like, and then you see them without the mask.
It's kind of fun.
Sometimes.
And they don't look anything like that.
Yeah. But I'm always surprised. Like if I, on a Saturday morning, if I slip out to Kroger or something and I put a hat on, plus I'm wearing my wire rim glasses that I only wear on the weekends that I don't wear during the week, and I have the mask on, and I still get busted. I'm like, how is that possible?
Yeah.
They know you, Jeffrey.
I guess.
You need a fake mustache underneath your mask.
Right. This sets a legal precedent that ought to strike fear in the heart of every lazy husband or wife around the world. There is a woman in Beijing, China, who has only been identified as Wang, who just took her ex-husband to court and demanded compensation for all of the housework she did during the 5 years they were together. It's interesting. The Chinese court entertained this case. They're willing to take a look at it.
Okay.
She says she took care of their child and she did all the housework alone. And her husband, quote, barely cared about or participated in any kind of domestic chores.
Pay this woman.
I don't know how often these kinds of cases make it through the Chinese court system, but in this case, she won.
What a precedent.
The court ordered her ex to pay her $7,700 in, quote, housework compensation.
Wow.
Plus $300 a month in support.
So how about that?
If you break down $7,700 over how long were they together? 5 years, so 60 months. That's probably not a lot of money.
No, but, still, but it's better than nothing.
It's a nice lump sum,
isn't it?
A nice
little chunk you can do something with. Mm-hmm.
Right. All right, everyone thinks they're funny. Lots of people think they're really funny, which is offensive to some of us who know we're funny. But according to this survey, 85% of adults say they have a great sense of humor. And when they rated themselves on how funny they are, the average person gave themselves a 3 out of 5.
A 3 out of 5, 60%. Well, 3 out of, that's a, you know, it's a C.
And 10% of people say they're the funniest people they know.
What do you guys think? Are you a 3 out of 5?
Well, I think I'm the funniest person I know because it's my sense of humor. So yeah. I get all the jokes.
I laugh. I crack myself up. I spend a lot of time alone, you know, and I crack myself up on a regular basis.
Jen has made that comment to me on more than 15 occasions.
That you're
you
the funniest.
You think you are so funny.
Right.
She says it all the time.
I know.
You are the funniest person
and
you know.
And I do say that. I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think we're all pretty funny on this show in our own way. Sometimes I think there are days where I'm like, I'll say something and there's just crickets in this room. I'm like, okay, I guess they didn't get that one.
But we all have different senses of humor,
oh, yeah.
too.
It's okay, but
another
I would give myself
rocked.
A 3 out of 5.
Yeah. I would give myself a 5 out of 5.
And different things strike us as funny in different ways. People's picks for the funniest types of comedy are sarcastic jokes, of course. And there are different levels of dry there.
That's you kind of, Jeff. Don't you feel like you're a little more dry?
Often, sometimes too dry.
Yeah.
Observational humor, of course, and good one-liners.
Always slapstick, too. Tripping on a bucket's always good.
Oh, yeah. Physical comedy.
Good physical comedy.
Yeah. Every once in a while, man.
All right. What did I see here recently? Did I see it here in this building, that Lady Gaga, those Lady Gaga Oreos?
They're in the
like
office.
Pink and something.
They have that like teal cream in them.
Right. I don't know what got me thinking about that. But Oreo decided a few years back to start cranking out whatever random flavors they could think of. And I'll tell you what, it worked because it put them on the map. You know, we started talking about Oreos all of a sudden when we hadn't for years. And it turns out they're not just doing it because they're in the sort of their experimental phase. I guess, according to some industry experts, when those random flavors come out, they sell really well. But still, traditional Oreos sell even better. So despite all of those wacky, wild flavors and colors they're coming out with, yes, they do generate sales. Yes, they generate attention. But the traditional Oreos are still selling better. Sales of regular Oreos have jumped 22%, however, since they started regularly pumping out the new flavors.
Oh, that makes sense.
What about double stuff?
Like you go down the aisle and you're like, oh, I don't want that lemonade one. I'm going to get that regular
But I will
one.
Take the traditional Oreos. Yeah. Those look good. And that's kind of what happens. They believe it's because the new flavors are basically free advertising for the original Oreos, and they make people remember how much they like Oreos.
Hmm.
That's interesting. What else do we have here? Peanut butter. You prefer creamy or crunchy? I like it crunchy. I like the crunchy.
Depends on the day.
Crunchy.
Yeah.
I like it all. I'm a big fan of nut butters.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jif just did a big survey for National Peanut Butter Lovers Day, which is next Monday. And they were asking a bunch of questions about the creamy or crunchy debate. And I won't go into the whole thing, but I'll just give you like 5 quick stats here. Half of us prefer creamy and half like crunchy, so it is an even split. A third of us are extremely passionate about that preference, though, and 63% of us, myself included, would rather have no peanut butter than the kind they don't like.
Oh, really? I don't know about that. None at all?
Yeah, if I can't have it crunchy, I don't want it.
No. If it's available, we're eating it.
Oh. I'm somewhere in the middle.
I love it. That's one of my
favorite.
Depends
on how hungry I am.
It's one of my favorite foods. I actually just had a conversation with Julie down the hall about it because I have found myself kind of pulling away from peanut butter and going more of like almond butter. And I went back to peanut butter after eating almond butter.
And
was
it was
like
candy, wasn't it?
I was like, oh, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Like, it was so incredibly different.
Hmm.
I think sunflower seed butter. Have you had that
one? That's good. I like that a lot, too.
That one's pretty, yeah.
I've had it inside. Good. So at Kroger, they make those, like, pretzels and, like a big canister, like a tub. And they have, like, these little pretzel pillows that have the sunflower seed butter in them. Mm-hmm. And they're really good.
Yeah.
So that's the only time I've had it, but I've never had it on its own.
Now, I don't really know anything about almond butter or sunflower seed butter. Is one healthier than another? Like, what's the most healthy kind of blank butter out there?
Yeah, I think almond is healthier than peanut, and you got to get organic, you know.
It depends on also what it is that you're looking for in that particular thing. Like, if you want higher protein, you should go with this one. It depends.
Yeah, Chris is allergic to all nuts, including peanuts.
Oh.
Which aren't technically a nut.
Right.
But, so we have the sunflower butter at our house.
Because it comes from a seed?
Because it's a seed, and he can have it. And
pretty good?
I started having it because it was good. There. And yeah, it's different, but it's good.
Does one
it's
have like more fat than the other?
Never looked.
Yeah.
Sometimes also, Jeff, it's important to know that with the other nut butters, like outside of peanut butter, you have to refrigerate them, which I didn't know. But you have to read on the actual canister of whatever it is, whatever kind you buy. Even when you buy it next to the peanut butter, you might have to put it in the fridge.
Yeah, so I kind of got on a natural peanut butter kick where the only ingredient is just peanuts. Mm-hmm. No preservatives or salt, sugar, or anything added. Just strictly peanuts. And you know how it separates and you have the oil and stuff and it looks really gross. But I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
and I got the kind that does not require, it says on there, does not require refrigeration. So
So, and then I had a friend of mine that was telling me that it's super easy to make your own. You just buy like almonds in the raw and throw them in your food processor. And it takes a little while to turn it into almond butter, but evidently that is supposed to be incredible as well. But you could probably do the same thing with the peanuts.
And again, it's just almonds.
Yeah, it's literally raw almonds in the raw.
Wow.
And you just put them in the food processor and turn it on for I don't know how long. So it's probably the texture that you like.
What's interesting is almost half of the people in the survey said that it would be a deal breaker if the person they were dating was on the opposite side of the creamy, crunchy debate.
That's
Isn't
funny.
That interesting?
Dang.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I can't be with you.
How does it feel dating someone that can't eat nuts, though? Can you not have them in your house at all?
We have some.
Yeah.
I have some walnuts that I put in my oatmeal.
So can he be in the presence?
Yeah, he's fine. It's minimal.
Yeah.
But, okay.
And then I have peanut butter because I like crunchy peanut butter. So
he just stays away from that.
He just steers clear. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.